What up, people? This is Bang Bang 100, and it's the Real Rap Radio Podcast. Welcome. Hey, I'm going to just get right into it, man. I wanted to talk about that Survivor R. Kelly. I was up watching that last night, and that's some shit right there, man. I just want to talk about it. God damn. So as I was watching it, before I was watching it, I had my little things I used to say about R. Kelly. Even back in the day when he married Aaliyah, I was probably like, when he married Aaliyah, I probably was like 17, maybe 18, something like that. And he was 27 or some shit. And at that time, I was like, God damn, she young. She was 15 at the time they got married. He was 27. I was like, damn, she young. He like that young pussy. I mean, fuck is up with R. Kelly? And me, I ain't gonna disclose my age, but shit, I'm old. Shit. And I don't want no little girl. What the fuck am I gonna do with a little girl? A teenager at that. I don't give a fuck what teen. Like, the guy Touré had asked R. Kelly, do you mess with teenagers? And R. Kelly said, by teenagers, what you mean by teenagers? Motherfucker, a teenager. 13 to 9 fucking teen. That's a teenager. And what can a little girl do for me at that age? At that age, they hot in the ass. They just started having sex, and that's their thing. So, lead that up to the guys their fucking age. But for an old-ass predator just to be preying on little girls and going to motherfucking high schools, nigga, oh my God. Didn't none of R. Kelly friends whip his ass? Like, come on, man, we ain't staying outside the high school looking for no motherfucking little girls, nigga. All these celebrity singers and all these fucking goddamn groupies that's of age, your age, that's coming on to you, and you going to get little girls, little 15, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds and shit, and taking their innocence and virginity and fucking, I don't know, but that shit ain't cool. That shit just ain't cool. And when you hear the females tell their story and shit, and they start crying, that's some sad shit. But shit, they went into it thinking, oh, this man is a big star, and this is my big break. I'm a sing for him, and I'm gonna get put on, and I'm gonna be a big star. I'm gonna blow up, and all that happy horse shit. But nah, that ain't how it was with old boy. And people that's basically in that that have that type of power, gonna do that to a young attractive female. They gonna do that. All females that went through this shit. I got daughters. I'm scared as a motherfucker. When you had daughters, man, you got to protect a female way, way more than what you'll protect a boy because of these motherfucking predators. And if you're listening to me right now and you're an old-ass fucking predator preying on these young girls, boy, I fuck your ass up out here preying on these little-ass girls with your old-ass nigga. You should be ashamed of your fucking self. Something need to happen to you. Somebody need to fuck you up, or you need to die or something. Yeah. I wish death on you motherfuckers. That part. Shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Y'all praying on little girls and shit. Anyway, so one of the females, she was, I don't know, she looked at like she was Asian or something, and she said she seen him walking through a mall, and she told her friend that was him, and he turned around and gave her a hug, and then 5 minutes later sent his bodyguard over there because he knew he couldn't do it with his old ass. So he sent his bodyguard over there and gave her the number, told her to call, whatever. Of course she gonna call. Of course she gonna call. You get over there and he's singing the little songs and shit, and kissed her. Kissed the little girl, man. That's taking advantage. That's taking advantage. And then at that age, them little girls, they be hot in the ass. Little 16, 17-year-olds in high school be talking about, back when I was in school, they used to be bragging and shit. Talking about, so my boyfriend come to pick me up from school today. You know, because they like the older guys. They like the older guys. So they be like, my boyfriend coming to pick me up from school today. And we going out and we going to do this and that. You know, girls at that age thought that shit was cute. 16, 17, 15. When their boyfriends would come pick them up from school and shit. And then I looked at it like, damn. Yeah, she messed with older dudes. She got to be fucking. You know what I mean? Those type of girls, you knew they was more advanced back in high school. You knew they was fucking already. But I started fucking in high school, so shit, let's have it. Shit, but the girls that was fucking in my school, they didn't like dudes that was their age. They liked the older guys. So, yeah, I can understand how R. Kelly was getting these young girls. And if you got a daughter, you better talk to her. You better tell your little daughter hot in the ass, little 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 15-year-old. You better let her know. I'm talking to you females that's listening. I'm talking to you dudes that's listening. You better holler at your girls. Shit. That shit got me so scared. But I've been scared even way before this motherfucking R. Kelly shit. I got two daughters. I don't even think I got a boy in me. I don't even think I could spit out a fucking boy. So when it come down to these girls, you gotta protect these motherfucking girls, man. This shit is so sad and so scary. It's more scary having a motherfucking daughter than having a boy. Even though boys get raped and all that shit, and y'all females, y'all do the same thing that older men do. Because when I was young, it was older females coming at me. Couldn't wait for me to turn 18. Older females, I'm what, 17, 16? Females that was getting at me was 26, 28, 36, 34 years old. So females do the same shit too. If you're a female and you listening to this, y'all do the same shit these fucking predators do. But I don't think y'all do it on the level that these niggas do it. Y'all don't do it on that level. And what's wrong is wrong. What's right is right. You know what I mean? I mean, when I was 18, I ain't give a fuck, though. I ain't give a fuck. You 26, you 28, 34, 36, okay. Let's get it. My dick was getting hard all day long. Let's get it. Shit, back in them days, you know what I'm talking about. Shit, you ready? Let's get it. But back to R. Kelly, sleazy ass. So he taking these young girls and having threesomes and shit. And I was thinking, I'm like, hold up. Why did he like young girls? It can only be like two reasons why he liked these babies. It's either because they have less mileage and he can get a scream out of them. Ow! Ooh! Oh my God! Oh my God! He can get a scream out of a young girl type shit. Or it's on some sick control shit. And then they was talking about he was molested. But he was living in the projects with his mom. He got two other brothers and an older sister. The father wasn't home. They living in the projects. So he said he got molested. The younger brother said he got molested. I don't know if the older brother said he got molested, but these motherfuckers was being molested, and they said they was being molested by a family member. They never put the family member name out there. So I'm thinking, damn, could have been the older brother that was molesting them, or it could have been an uncle coming over, or a cousin, or who the fuck was it? But that's never here or there. What's done is done. And for you motherfuckers that be touching these kids, man, taking their motherfucking innocence, they don't know what sex is, and you want to rub on a motherfucking kid. You want to touch on a kid. You want to do that sexual dumb shit with a motherfucking baby. Motherfucker, man, you need to die. I know it's a couple of you motherfuckers that's going to hear this shit. That's why I'm talking like this. Because I know it's a nigga that's probably listening to this shit that like these young ass females that try to take a baby innocence. Yeah, nigga, you need to die. For you females that's out here doing that shit, you need to get the shit slapped out you and stomped in a fucking sewer somewhere. Shit ain't cool to take somebody motherfucking innocence. And for you people that's out here doing that, I wish karma come and do that to your child, your son, your daughter. I wish somebody come and do the same shit you doing to these babies, to your son or daughter. See how you like that shit, you fucking creep. Anyway, man, it's part one, man. I might do a part two of this shit, because this shit been deep on my mind. And I'm out of here, man. I'm gonna sum this shit up with a, if you take advantage of little babies, fuck you. Fuck your mother, fuck everybody. Hope you die. For real, for real. I'm out of here. Bang Bang 100, and it's the Real Rap Podcast. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.